All right, we are 2:31 p.m. here on, I'd say, a beautiful Thursday. It's 76. It's warm out. I don't know how beautiful it is. We actually had some crazy storms here in Nashville last night, but we're here. We survived it and been looking forward to this. Got St. Paul, Mr. Paul Janeway, bringing along his guitar player, all stripped down and acoustic. How you guys been?
Been good so far.
All right.
We've been home, so it's been nice.
Hey, all right. Well, we're excited to see you tonight out at the Ryman, giving us two nights. You got Como Mamas opening up tonight and Valley Queen tomorrow night as they tour in support of the third LP, Young Sick Camellia. And, man, just a great album. You know, we're your station here in Nashville. We play it as much as we can. We love you guys. And appreciate you coming by today, too.
Well, we thank y'all.
Well, this is going to be fun here. This is just you and acoustic guitar. Have you done this arrangement before?
Oh, plenty of times.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. Well, what are you going to start with now?
Apollo.
Okay. This is St. Paul and One Broken Bone.
That's right.
On Lightning 100.
Baby, running all through my brain, hoping that I could say, yeah, I just hold you, baby. Down from my orbit, Captain, can you get her to call me? Though I may be far gone, Lord, she's my only desire. I can't let you, I can't let you, oh,
Lightning 100 live here in the Lightning 100 studio. St. Paul and the Broken Bones are headlining tonight. Tomorrow night, sold out shows at Ryman Auditorium. Out touring in support of the third LP, Young Sick Camellia. I feel like you're funkier than ever. I love this record so much. It's a pleasure to listen to it. The title of this record, is that an ode to the state flower of Alabama?
That is. That's home. That nice. Is. It's based off that in a Caravaggio painting called Young Sick Bacchus.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I was curious about that. Is the whole band, are you guys all still living in Birmingham, Alabama?
I think half of us are, and half the other half decided that they were too good for Alabama.
Okay, all right.
That is not true.
All right.
Just kidding.
So when you put this thing together, was it 6 years or 7 years?
7 years, isn't it?
Well, it started... started with you and I in 2011, but it didn't really fire up as a band until 2012. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've probably seen Birmingham itself change a lot. Since back then.
A lot. I mean, it's
maybe not on the level of Nashville, but
yeah, it ain't Nashville level, but it's still pretty amazing.
What's something that you have now there that you love? You're like, yes.
I know we got a lot of breweries now and used to not even have that.
Right. Wow.
Beer. There's great restaurants. There's more music venues than there was, seven, 10 years ago.
That's good.
I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
A lot more stuff downtown.
It's a very underrated food city, which makes us, we kind of not, try not to say that too much because we kind of like having it not be... Everybody know about
it. Yeah, I mean, even now, though, it's starting to get hard to get into a place on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know.
Unless you're St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
That's right.
Unless your name is Paul.
That's right. So here in Nashville, you guys have played here enough. You must have favorite places to go to eat. You have restaurant you remember going to that was like, oh, that was great.
Actually, what's really funny is that, you know, we've recorded the last two records here over at Sound Emporium. And... We every time the last day we get Prince's hot chicken.
The last day.
Don't get much done after that.
I'm sure. It's a different type of session after that. The acoustics are still really good.
I understand all too well. For sure. Got St. Paul and the Broken Bones two nights at Ryman Auditorium. Just another great record that you put out, September 7th. I had a guy in here earlier today, and I realized you both put out albums the same date. Rustin Kelly, he put out his record on September 7th. He's going up against you. We both got sold out shows tonight.
Oh, where's he at?
Well, actually, he's tomorrow night, Basement East.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure to get to see your band. You are a performer, unlike probably any other I've seen. And I was thinking about it. I was like, did you see someone doing what you do on stage that you're like, I want to do that? Or like, where does it come from?
Professional wrestling.
Yeah, probably a little bit. I think it's a mixture of a lot of things. I always kind of joke. I remember going to we had a club in Birmingham called Bottle Tree Cafe, and we saw a lot of acts come through there that were, I mean, I sometimes like, oh man, I'm pretty crazy on stage. And then I remember seeing some of those, and those were some real raisin cakes.
There was an Israeli band called
Monotonics. Yeah.
Had this shtick where they would spray lighter fluid onto a cymbal that was upside down light it on fire. And
club loved that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So tonight, we are going to have firemen at the Ryman.
Things are official at the Ryman.
The band that burned the Ryman down.
Paul does have a long-standing dream of lighting his shoes on fire on stage, but our manager won't let him.
Yeah, so...
This is probably a true thing, actually.
It's totally true.
No, it's very real. I really want to do it.
We've come up with several different ways that we could actually do it without telling anybody, but...
I feel like, but you want things to be spontaneous. So hopefully if we're playing next to an open flame.
Yeah.
And you could have something like that happen. I honestly don't know, there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, from stuff like, I love like seeing like Little Richard and Sam and Dave. You see clips of that to like Iggy Pop, you know, like that's, to me, that's where it ranges from. And then you have church involved with that too. So it's a weird.
An energetic church.
Energetic.
Yeah.
So it's a weird It's a weird combination.
I knew some friends, and they used to like to put a few back by a pond, and they'd get in the pond, and then they'd get in a fire. And you could last a little bit because you're soaking wet. So maybe there's a way for you to live out your dream.
For some reason, it's really hard to get all that stuff pulled through the fire marshal.
I'm really curious about the physics. How many of your friends ended up with second or third grade?
Maybe they wouldn't care at Bonnaroo. You know, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I did a magic carpet ride at Bonnaroo, which was pretty amazing.
A magic carpet ride? Oh, that's right.
We had a carpet.
Yes.
And
that's a great idea.
Well, I didn't. I thought about it the day of. Okay. I was like, man, I've always kind of wanted to do that. And if I was going to do it.
Crowd surfing on the carpet from the stage.
You had carpets from stage. Yeah. So I got up there. I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. That's terrifying. And then I think I just hit the moment, and I just tore the carpet off and threw it over the crowd. And I was going to try and walk. It was a bit lumpy, so I just had to crawl all the way through. So it was pretty crazy.
I watched the lead singer of a band. I'm trying to remember who it was. And he crowd surfed out into the crowd and didn't come back. Like, and his band just kind of kept riffing on the song, and they're looking at each other. Like, 5 minutes went by, and it was like, he's at Bonnaroo, he's gone.
I was actually really sore.
Oh, really?
Yes, like really sore. Like I had bruises all on my back. It was it's just one of those things. Now we have a guy that follows me wherever I go to make sure I don't die.
A little bit different than your first time at Bonnaroo.
I got peed on that.
Well, I wasn't going to bring up that story. I'm just saying that I just thought it was always cool to tell the story, even with that leaving that part out.
Oh, yeah, working security.
That you loved music. You wanted to go. You made it happen.
Yeah, I would go any way I could go for free.
Yeah.
You know, so I did. I went, and yeah, I sure did. I worked security and got peed on.
Along with the sun poison.
Oh, yeah, I had sun poison.
Did you?
Oh, dude, my legs look like Freddy Krueger's face.
Yeah, you probably need a pretty high SPF, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have it.
Yeah, pretty light.
Plus 50, for sure, I'm thinking. I'm Irish. I know. St. Paul, Broken Bones, doing two nights at the Ryman. I thought this was so cool because I was going to have you tell... Because you tell good stories. and I was going to have you tell a story about your grandpa trying to bring a gun into the Ryman.
Yes. Yeah. Well, last time we played, I have my grandfather lives in Lebanon, Tennessee, or lived in the, he passed recently.
I'm sorry about that.
He lived in Lebanon, Tennessee, and my papa has a lot of guns. But I begged him to come to this show. I said, papa, this is one show, never seen me. And, you know, and so... We convinced him somehow because Nashville's quote dangerous.
He was prepared.
He was prepared, and so he tried. He had a little pistol on his hip, and he tried to sneak into the Ryman with it. And he was very upset. They were upset.
He was upset.
They took him. They had to take my papa back. My dad took him back to his car, and my papa goes, "Well, I guess I'll just have to put my knives up too." And he pulled up his pant leg and pulled out all these knives where his ankle, you know, like tied to his ankle. And that was my papa. The only thing, never seen me before, comes backstage to Ryman, and all he wanted to talk about was them not letting him bring his gun and knives in. He's like, what kind of Grand Ole Opry is this?
Right? I bet they love him at airport security,
too.
Oh,
well, he doesn't fly much. He didn't fly much.
But you did, you captured him. He's part of this album.
Mm-hmm, sure is. His voice... I always love spoken word pieces, you know, labels love spoken word.
I'm sure, yes.
but I always do. And I thought I always wanted to kind of incorporate his storytelling and kind of his voice, into what we do. And this record, it really was bizarre because he passed not long after I recorded. Like, you know, it was weird. It was like before the record came out. And so it was a weird... You know, you're kind of like, oh, that's kind of the universe telling you, oh, that should have happened, and it felt right. And it takes a different tone now, which is really interesting. So that is funny because tonight is like the first time I've been back since that. And so it'll be interesting.
Two nights at the Ryman. If you're lucky, you already have your ticket because it is sold out. Going to be fronting his 8-piece band up from Birmingham, Alabama. You want to do another song? This is nothing like what it will sound like on stage.
No,
the Ryman.
No, there's a lot more pieces than this. But,
a lot more pieces.
Yeah,
a lot more broken bones.
Yeah.
Is it the way that I move with you? let my body groove. Can we persuade our hips to lose all of the time inside the room? You got me feeling like, oh, I can't hold you, baby, long. We ain't gotta fight, Lord. Oh, I'll just roll with it.
Lightning 100 live in our studio, St. Paul and Broken Bone. They're going to have the full band on stage tonight, tomorrow night, out of Ryman Auditorium, out touring in support of their third LP. They just get better. Everyone different. This one definitely has different vibes to it, and it's great. Young Sick Camellia, and it's out now. St. Paul and the BrokenBones.com in your favorite local record store or online streaming, wherever you consume that music, and definitely right here on Nashville's Independent Radio. Man, thanks guys for coming by. That was really awesome. Oh,
thanks for having us. Yeah,
thank you.
Always great to play St. Paul, and we're looking forward to the show tonight or tomorrow night at the Ryman. Hopefully you already got your ticket or you got a friend that can help you get in. Thanks again to Edley's Barbecue for sponsoring the show. If you love brisket, do you love brisket, Paul?
I really love brisket.
They make brisket. It's so good at Edley's, 12 South East Nashville, Sylvan Park, even in Chattanooga and Lexington, Kentucky. Coming soon to Birmingham. No, maybe not for a while. They're online at edleysbbq.com.